to the Beat Red podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our stories. We tell your stories. You tell your stories. Sometimes you tell your stories and we tell our stories. It's embarrassing all around. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie. Let's turn Beat Red.
How's your week?
I really paused there.
I know.
I'm just holding out here. I paused for you.
And I want to say thank you because I want to know how your week was.
You know,
I am not on the spot. How was it?
It was great. It's epic. Epic.
Tell me it all. Tell me everything.
It was so exciting.
Yes. Okay, that's our show.
And that's our show. I went thrifting, as always.
Okay, what'd you find?
That's usually what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of thrifting.
Yeah.
Finding some cool clothes.
You live a glorious life. And that's
I enjoy it. I enjoy thrifting.
Good.
It's really fun. It's a good time.
You find the best up.
Decorating, switching things up. I'm going to switch the rug up in my living room just because, you know, then that's a good way to have a new spring feel. Just switch up a rug. It's a whole new space, you know?
Yes.
Change up the colors.
Yes.
Throw a new blanket on there. Boom.
What's a color that's gonna debut?
I'm definitely feeling the greens for sure. I'm in a green moment right now. So I want to switch it up with a greenish rug. I found a few and I'm trying to decide which
Ooh.
One I want
to
do.
Ooh,
where I
want
to go, which direction. You know, I'm feeling like I want a whole energy shift. I'm really feeling that spring cleaning, spring change up.
Yeah.
Like I am purging still majorly, still getting every day. I'm like, wait, do I want that? Like I have two tables that I love that are next to my dining room table, but my son keeps bumping both of them because there's just not enough space in our house.
Aww.
So I'm like, let's just get rid of these.
Both of them.
He keeps,
great.
Yeah, both of them because he keeps bumping. Like there's just not enough room. So like
sure.
One is too close to the end, the other one's too close to the side and you can't easily get in and out. And of course he always wants to sit on the one seat that's next to either one of these tables
Aww.
Instead of the other six seats here. He just wants to sit
yeah.
at the one that's like in between and in the way of both of them
Aww.
And continues to bump them. And I'm like, these are going to break or just,
Aww.
It's just in the way. So
yeah. I love that you're just like,
let's
I'm letting
it
go.
Yeah. I enjoy things for a while. I've had both of these. One of them I haven't had that long, but one of them I've had for a few years. So I've enjoyed it. I've had my time with it. I've loved it. And I can let it go.
Yes.
You know, I don't get too attached. After kids, you can't get too attached to anything because they break your shit.
Yes, they do.
They break your shit.
They definitely do.
They do.
That's, I love that. I think there's a lesson in that. And in this time of year for me feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this is a renewing. There's something renewing. You know, it's
yeah.
been a long, cold winter for us in California.
Oh,
it's been a bad winter and for other reasons. But yeah, you just let things go and you welcome new things in. And yeah, that's
I like
April
change.
And May.
Change is good. Yeah, it's nice
change
to shift and shake things up and
yes.
get that stagnant energy out of here.
Get it out.
You know?
Yep.
How about you? How was your week?
Well, it was good. I was going to tell the story about how I was walking down the street holding my son and he put his hand in my shirt and said, boobies! Boobies! As I'm walking up to the park. And I just don't know what to do because
Glorious
obviously
boobies.
I taught him that.
And they're all mine.
I taught him that word. You can't get mad because everything he knows because of us.
Right.
It's like, yes, those are my boobies. Let's just move on, buddy. I put him down, like, go get distracted by opening and closing the fence, please.
That is hilarious.
Mommy walk gets her distance. Yeah, that's all I can really think about.
Oh, just
this week.
Wait till they start talking even more.
No.
They just really love to embarrass us.
Well,
it's
I
a good
swear
time.
A lot now, and I have to stop because I know he's going to learn them. He's going to learn all
do.
The swears.
They do fast, yeah.
So no, I can't even. I have to like curb my road rage entirely because I'll just go off with a million swears on like an old lady who's just trying to make a left. You know?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He'll pick it up. And then that'll be really funny at the park one day.
No, it will not. Oh, no. I don't want him to be ostracized.
He
so
won't.
Anyway, well, yeah, that's it. That's the only funny thing, memorable thing that happened this week.
All right. So we actually have a caller.
Woo!
Our first caller, her name is Alyssa. And let's hear her story.
Hello.
Alyssa, you're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
We are so excited to talk Hi. To you today.
I know. Thanks for doing
it. I'm
this.
Excited to share my story.
Yay! Woo! So I know your story. Mary Kate doesn't. So that's what makes it extra exciting.
I can't wait.
She gets to hear it, you know, along with the rest of the world for the first time.
I'm so thrilled.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I'm thrilled or if I'm glad it's anonymous.
Well, this to me is a surprise birthday party. I love walking in and just like getting surprised by the stories.
Yes.
No pressure.
Should I just roll with that?
Yeah, just jump into it whenever you're ready.
Okay, sure. So for context, I this story happened to me while I was in high school for our senior prom. Mm-hmm. I was so excited for the prom. Obviously, I had my dream dress. My hair looks amazing. Yes. And up in this point, like in the school, we wore uniforms. So like none of us had seen each other like in formal attire or looking, you know, super snatch and super hot. So with that in mind, we were going on our usual, you know, dancing, eating, dancing somewhere. And at some point, I decided to take a bathroom break just on my own. I don't like going to the restroom with an entourage. But when yeah. I went to the restroom, there were a group of girls in there, which is, you know, totally fabulous and fine. But I guess I just felt like really like nervous because I don't really know them that well. I use mm-hmm. the bathroom, wash my hands. They're taking selfies, giggling. So cute. Then I move on. I go to the buffet line, which is right outside the bathroom. And I'm just minding my business, filling up my plates with potatoes. And all of a sudden I feel someone come behind me and felt like it laid like kind of like grab my butt a little bit, and they were like really close. It happened very fast, but by the time like I really got to realize what was happening, it was over. Someone had zipped up the back of my skirt to my prom dress because I had a two-piece at the time, and you know, like it's just like you feel the zip go up. I turn around and I see it's my forensics professor from class. And it, at that point, I was like, oh, my God, my zipper was completely down in my dress.
So he zipped it up?
You know,
she zipped it up.
She zipped it up. The teacher zipped it up. I had no idea that it was completely exposed.
That's awful. I'm so sorry.
And like flashing back to it, I'm like, I just know that my full bare butt was out.
Your bare
like,
butt?
It was spandex, she said. So okay. It was like that stretchy material. Yeah, you know when the zipper yes. comes down, it's like fully, yeah. your full butt
it's
like is
a
out.
Perfect, like, whoa, the display of your butt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, like double coverage. Because at that point, I was like, I don't want underwear lines in my dress, yep. you know? So I kind of
can't have them.
Nope. So I, you know, was absolutely mortified. The thought of like, and, you know, as I turn around and realize what's happening, I'm seeing like every teacher I've ever had behind me as chaperones for the prom. And
oh,
my
heart
was like, exactly, my bare butt, not just like, oh, just a little, no, it's the full bear.
You're just
behind.
Like eating potatoes, is that what you said? You like got some potatoes. You're just
yeah,
like sitting there,
I was
like
just filling up my plate at the buffet
with your
yeah
butt, your bare butt, and then your teacher had to go across the floor and zip it up,
and all her teachers saw it behind
all her teacher.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah,
that's embarrassing.
Absolutely.
But that's
like,
such
it
a great
wasn't
story.
Even towards the thank you. I just like, I'm glad I made it through. I ended up staying for the rest of the night. I was no way I was going to cop out and go home and cry about it.
No
that's
way.
Good.
That's impressive.
Yeah, no, I mean, you did the right thing. You still, you shook it off and had fun.
I probably would have run away. So it's honestly, it's impressive. It's good.
I mean, your dress sounds awesome. I feel like, you know, that a two piece like prom dress sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, but it sucks that, yeah, your teacher saw your butt.
Yeah, no, I think back at it, I'm just like, how did I like walk out without realizing it? And I think it's because I was so nervous, like in the bathroom, like with all the girls giggling, and I just like, it went over my head.
Yeah, you probably felt awkward and were just trying to like get out of there since they were doing their own thing in the mirror. You don't want to like linger too long.
But so, do you know how many times I've walked around?
I don't get caught.
Well, like your my fly down, like I used to, it's hard to remember all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, like I'm like, oh, like, what was it? Like, how can I even feel like the air, the cold air? It's like, no, yeah, my whole butt was out. And I had no.
Well, it's the buffet must have been really good.
Yeah, you were just focused on those potatoes. I don't blame you. I'm a potato girl, too.
Hungry.
I'd be just focused on getting those potatoes
yep.
and forgetting.
And then you're going to go dance.
That's after
it.
All that dancing, all I wanted was some potatoes and some pasta. That's
yes.
the only thing I wanted.
Yeah, sounds amazing right now.
Right. And you know, what you probably don't realize is that there were probably a million small embarrassing moments for a lot of people that night that yours may be blended in with the rest of the crowd. Those chaperones that saw your butt, they saw a lot more than you even
they saw
know,
a lot
probably.
Of stuff that
yeah.
night.
I'm glad it was like the end of my school career. When I went back to class like the next week, because, you know, the prom is the last day at school, my professor who zipped up my skirt, like, she was like, oh, I didn't get to see your dress. And I'm like, oh, girl, I don't know if you're trying to be polite or if you didn't realize it was me. But,
was she implying like, oh, I'm sorry, I only saw your butt. I didn't see your dress. Was she like giving you a little dig? No, she wasn't.
She tried to act like she didn't, like it didn't happen and she didn't see you. I love that. She's like, oh my God, I missed you the other day. You're like, you full on grabbed my ass.
Not even like, thank you so much for zipping up. Nothing. I said nothing. I just wanted to forget it ever happened. Yes.
You're like, we will both pretend. It's
you
fine.
Did the right thing. I back you on that. That's good.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you so much. We're so happy you did it.
Of course. Of course. I'm hoping everyone has a good, hearty laugh. And if they have any embarrassing prom stories, that they feel much better now.
Exactly. Share your embarrassing prom stories. We know they're out there.
Yes.
We
know they exist. Started the trend.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Alyssa. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So cute.
So nice. These people are so nice.
Your whole butt out. Your whole butt out at the prom.
Okay. So this story is mine and I thought of it and I am going to try to do it justice.
They're my favorite.
It's an audition story. And I think this happens a lot to actors and I just wanted to tell the story. So back in the day in my 20s, there were two or three casting directors that kept bringing me in. But then
just laughing already because I'm thinking about your fart audition.
Oh my God.
That was in like the third episode.
It was like the first one.
See, you didn't run away. You just tried to blame it on the other girl, which I just thought of and just started laughing.
You can't get out of those rooms. There's no way. There's a camera on you. There's like people in there. You can just be like, I gotta go. So this time I go in to the casting director. His name is Mark Sachs. I'm throwing him under the bus here. He brought me in a million times and I just like,
what
never
did he cast
booked.
For?
Okay, what did he cast?
Yeah.
So I looked this up because I couldn't remember either. He cast Medium. He cast, well.
We're really throwing him under
Defending Your Life, which I love that movie so much. It's with Meryl Streep. It's so good. Mm-hmm. There was like this one whole entire show. Oh, The Good Wife.
Okay,
so I go in and it's a monologue. So I always love monologues because you can kind of just be like a little buzzy bee and just like float, 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 and then sting and then float, 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 sting. Like so you suck them in, mm-hmm. right? You slowly like suck them in with your monologue.
I think you're the only person that likes monologues. We've talked about this before.
I probably am. Yeah. I don't know why I like them. They suck to memorize. But so anyway, I go and my character is, it's for a pilot, first of all, that he's casting and it's for the army. I don't know that it ever got made. And my character is the wife of a fallen soldier.
Ooh.
So a widow
yeah.
who is just up there to be a character witness for her husband because something bad happened and she's telling the jury what he was like.
So this is emotional.
Well, yeah, it's emotional. Yeah. But it doesn't require a lot of emotion. It's just like, it's not about me. It's mm-hmm. not about my mm-hmm. character. It's more just like, oh, who is this person? But... And this is why I wanted to tell the story, because I think this happens a lot. Mm-hmm. As I'm telling it, it's like, you know, my husband, he loved his dogs and he used to buy me coffee on Sundays. And I started, so not the character, but Mary Kate started crying. So Mary Kate, like, as I'm saying this, I got caught up in the emotion of it. So inappropriately, I start sobbing my eyes out. I literally am like, and then he loved his dogs. And I could not stop. I was.
Don't you think that's good, though? Didn't they love it? Weren't they like, wow, she's really embodying this character?
I mean, that's what you would think, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when my eyes were clenched up, like shut when I was done. I didn't even finish. Let's be real. I probably didn't finish. And I opened my eyes. Everyone's dead silent. They look like they just got something shoved right up their butt. They were just like, And I look at Mark Sachs, who's notoriously like a big guy, terrible comb over, thrown under the bus, little glasses, just looked at me.
He should have cast you.
He just waved me, did a little like maniacal like wave, like, hi, we're here. Where'd you go? You know what I mean? And I, at that moment, stood up and was like, okay, thank you so much. I like this. I like your office. Like, I was being so ridiculous. And I stumbled out and I left.
So they didn't say, like, try it again, like, less sad or, like, anything? You were just like, I'm leaving.
They with their shocked eyes, they told me, like, you're done here. Thank you, bye-bye.
You dumped.
You dumped.
You dumped.
You dumped. I wish that was...
Back to that last episode.
Back to last episode.
If you haven't listened, go listen.
Go listen. Yep.
Okay. That is, yeah. I think they should have cast you. I think they were wrong. This next one comes from the Cup of Joe blog, and Lauren M. writes, I was about 7 years old and taking jazz and dance classes at the local elementary school gymnasium. Halfway through the class, I had the urge to pee. I was an easily embarrassed, extraordinarily shy child, so the thought of interrupting the class so I could ask to use the restroom was mortifying. Oh, poor baby.
I know.
I did my best to hold it in. Of course, I failed. As we were dancing, pee ran down my leg into a puddle on the gym floor. And as she mentioned, this is elementary school, so she's not even... Okay. No, that's worse. Like, I feel like that's worse. Those are all your, like, friends, right?
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah, I'm like, oof, okay.
I feel like if you're in second grade and you pee on the floor, it's not a big deal. If I'm the teacher, I'm like, of course, no worries. It's fine. We're moving on.
It's so embarrassing. As at seven, I would be mortified.
Yeah.
No one slipped in it, thank goodness, and I ended up a distance away from the puddle. So, like, they're all dancing, and she, like, dances away from her own puddle, which is very smart.
But does she pee all over her legs? Like, all over her gym
Her legs are glistening, but that's not her problem right now, okay?
No.
She has danced herself away from the puddle, which is a very smart
move.
She's
still checking back to make sure no one slipped in
it. There's little, like, drips on the way.
There probably is. It's a crime.
One of the girls spotted it, had the confidence to alert the instructor. Where was my confidence 2 minutes prior? And got the attention of the janitor. So the janitor came over with a mop and bucket and cleaned it up and declared it must be a ceiling leak because it was raining outside. I was obviously well hydrated because the urine was clear as could be. I kept my mouth shut through the ordeal, tortured myself for the next couple of days, and returned for the next class, frightened that I had somehow been found out. I gathered my confidence to return to the class, only to find the doors to the gymnasium locked.
What?
At the beginning of the class, the instructor explained that the gymnasium was closed and undergoing a full inspection for the roof leak after our puddle incident.
That's amazing.
Now our class was meeting in the library. I literally quit dancing after that.
Oh, I love that story.
She got away with it because she was well hydrated. Way to drink that water and have that clear pee.
Everybody, hydrate. That's
the janitor's moral. Like, it's a ceiling. Like, they closed and shut down the entire gymnasium for
Do you think
a roof
that
leak?
That janitor knew? You think he knew?
No.
Okay.
Because that's like the person that farted and had like started a gas leak. Yep. Like they like had to shut everything down and like rip the walls out. They're like, there's dead rats in the walls. Right. Like that happens where like, you know, people shut down entire places.
So funny.
So her little pee puddle shut down the whole gymnasium, which is pretty great.
I'm so good. I love stories where they get away with it.
Where they get away with it.
But
it's still embarrassing because she has that. She has that shame and embarrassment of it happening.
Yep.
See, so it is that whole thing of like, if no one even sees her, you don't even get found out, you still hold that like shame and embarrassment.
It still happened, but not anywhere near what you would have had if people were like, ew. I just want to know how people didn't realize that there was like pee all over her gym suits.
I know.
Did they think that the leak got on her too?
At least it's leaking all over this gym.
Okay. So this is from Reddit and it's from Shay So Sexy. And you better buckle up because this is crazy. Okay.
Ooh,
this is a crazy story.
All right.
Okay. After I got on the bus to go back to my town, it was a 20-minute ride. I don't know where she was. This is happening right in the middle of the moment, okay?
Okay.
I felt my bladder get extremely full and desperate. But this time, I was on the bus and couldn't stop shaking and holding myself. But I still had like 15 to 20 minutes. And after 5 minutes, I was about to pee all over myself to the point I nearly cried telling this woman, I'm so sorry, but I can't hold it anymore. I think I'm going to pee myself. And she was nice and told me, it's okay, sweetie. She understands. And then suddenly I started to uncontrollably pee rapidly. I tried to hold it in, but I kept peeing rapidly all over my pants, my panties, and my legs. My seat were soaked instantly, and it felt relaxing for a few seconds before I realized it was a lot of pee and it wouldn't stop. I wasn't even halfway peeing almost 20 seconds.
And
the puddle was so huge, I soaked the seat, and it was a huge river of pee going all the way to the front of the bus. And it wouldn't stop, and I was so scared of people getting mad or disgusted at me or making fun of me. I ended up Are you ready?
Back to back pee stories.
I ended up getting off the bus early and was still peeing all over myself. And I walked into a Popeyes, clenching myself and my legs. And at Popeyes, I was literally peeing myself all over the floor, my legs like everywhere. And poor I begged, can I please use your bathroom? How much did she drink? She's like, can I please use your bathroom? And I ran in with very wet pants and had the longest minute pee of my life.
She had a big gulp.
And my crisis was over and I had to walk back home.
In the cold and the pee.
The pee cold. She peed for 5 minutes probably.
That's horrible.
How does your bladder hold that much?
That is
what happened?
Awful.
How much did she not pee for like 2 days?
No, she must have like had like a big gulp or something.
literally. Peace-debated.
How long did it say she was on the bus for 20 minutes or
she
something?
She was on the bus after 5 minutes, she peed. It just said she had to be on the bus for 20 minutes, but after 5 minutes, she started peeing.
She must have been late to something, and that's why she got on the bus, because she must have not had a bathroom
right
before she got on. But yeah, if you're in that dire of a situation, you can't get on that bus.
No, you got to crouch by the bus. Pee as it drives away. Let everyone else see
on the busy street. Yes. Nope, you don't get run over as you're peeing. No,
maybe
you got to
run the street, on the sidewalk.
It's not good.
No.
Oof, that's rough.
That's bad.
Okay, so
bad.
So we got a pee theme going.
I know. I'm liking this.
And I have this next one is an audition one.
Oh,
see,
yes.
We have a theme going.
I'm so happy to hear
this. Okay, this next story is anonymous, and they write, I was probably pushing 17 when my agent called me for a Nintendo DS commercial audition. While I sat in the holding room, I slowly began to realize what I was in for. Surrounding me was a plethora of preteens, toddlers, and anxious stage moms prepping their precious stars for their big moment.
Oh, man, I know that too well.
And I love it that they're like 17 and they already think they're like over the hill.
pushing.
They're like, God, everyone's like so young in here. She's 17. Oh, I hadn't played a DS since I was 10. I was more into texting my friends on my killer Android than wasting my time playing Mario Kart. The audition was average. The auditors were underwhelmed. Whoa. And then they asked me my favorite movie. For whatever reason, I quickly responded, The Notebook. I knew in my heart of hearts that Mean Girls was and will forever be my favorite movie. But something inside me said that Mean Girls was too old for a kid playing Nintendo DS.
She is obsessed.
But I love it. She's 16.
I love
this. She was pushing 17 and she's like, I gotta sound young. The Notebook, but also The Notebook,
like, that's for like middle-aged women.
I feel like The Notebook sounds so much older, which is hilarious.
I love it.
It's so funny. Come on. I'm still trying to figure out why I said The Notebook was more PG in my mind. The auditor asked me why The Notebook was my favorite. I had never seen The Notebook.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
After attempting to make up a fake story about my fake favorite movie I'd never seen, I broke out into a fake coughing fit. My face turned beet red, and after a brief moment of silence, I confessed I actually hadn't seen the movie.
Oh, she blew it. She blew it. She just
the auditors
never
thanked
job.
Me and promptly escorted me out of the room.
Isn't that hilarious? So she's like, I like The Notebook because I like paper and I like pens and I like a lot of like handwritten cursive.
Yeah.
That's so
They're
good.
Like, what?
That's the worst when you get caught in a lie and you don't have anything to back it up.
Your favorite movie. That's like the one that you've watched a million times. Like that is your diehard favorite movie. And she randomly said one she'd never even seen. That is hilarious.
I have to say, so much stuff like that happens. I mean, it's like you are in the moment and you say you say something crazy. Like,
because you're trying to just impress them and what you think they want to hear.
Right.
So, yeah. But I think that's hilarious that she was like, what is 6 and 7 years old into The Notebook?
It's The Notebook because my mom loves it.
Yeah,
like, I just, it's on the top
so
of my
funny.
Mind. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, that's great. I actually have another audition story that I just thought of that made me think of it. I went in to do a monologue for, it was J.J. Abrams who does
everyone knows who J.J. Abrams is.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought, but I don't know if you don't.
If you don't, look it
up.
Yeah. Look it up.
So he was there. And I remember, I didn't know he was going to be there, but I knew the casting directors from my childhood and they had brought me in for this. But I'm in my mid-20s. So it's a monologue and they're all at this table looking at me, and then he walks and like stands at the other side of the table. So he's standing up and he's got his arms crossed and he's just like staring at me. And
that's so uncomfortable.
I was so starstruck. I was like, that's J.J. Abrams. Like, oh shit. Okay. And I did the monologue. Word perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Meaning I just didn't screw up at all. Not one single word.
Uh-huh.
I look at him at the end and he's like, well, I don't think you screwed up one single word. Okay. So he says it. He like points out the obvious. And I took that to mean like, you blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I look at around the table and like two casting directors hug each other. And I'm like, okay.
You're like, oh,
I know what this is.
They
all right.
found me.
They found me. They found me. And I walk out and I'm like, oh my God. I like look around at everyone out there like, enjoy
Sorry, guys.
One second of whatever it is, Hope. And then I'm walking out floating on cloud nine. As I'm leaving, I go to my car. I have no worries in the world. I'm like, I'm going to be working tomorrow. I'm going to get the call. I call my mom, call my sisters. Like,
nailed it.
Guys, you can't come out to visit. I'm going to be working. And I did not get that part. I was told like almost instantly, like, oh, you're released. Like, there's no, this is not going any further. And it's because I was so worried. It was because I sucked. But also,
you didn't
I was
suck.
So worried that I was going to get a word wrong that I wonder if I was doing it like a spelling bee.
Right.
Where I was like, I don't know. But it's embarrassing.
Aww.
It's embarrassing. But that happens too. I think a lot of times you think you nail something and you walk out, and that's the embarrassing part. You're like, oh, like, no one here is going to even have a chance, you know?
Yeah.
But I think you kind of need that confidence, but also it sucks when you don't get the part.
Yeah. Then you get knocked right back down.
You get slammed
right
like
back
it's
down.
A wrestling show.
On your ass.
Not okay. On your ass.
This next story comes from Riley, and she writes, when I was 22, I went to the San Antonio Zoo with my family. We were walking around and I stopped to look at the monkeys. They made me want a banana because, you know, monkeys eat bananas.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remembered that I had a banana in my backpack.
Great.
That's so convenient. Funny. So I started eating the banana in front of the monkey's cage. And this little monkey started yelling because he wanted that banana. So I walked away because I didn't want to tease the poor monkey. And then not that much later, I heard on the zoo loudspeakers,
everyone, please remain calm. A chimpanzee has escaped his enclosure.
That can't be right.
I repeat, everyone remain calm. A chimpanzee has escaped his enclosure.
Well,
what?
I didn't remain calm. I was trying to run into a store and they locked the doors so that the monkey wouldn't get in. When I stopped at the door, I turned around and I saw the monkey running towards me. I panicked.
No way.
And I threw.
Did she still have her banana?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I panicked and I threw the banana at him. Then he stopped and took the banana he came for and left calmly. Then two workers came from the side and picked up
him.
The monkey. It was very scary and embarrassing to be at the center of it. At least the zoo gave me free popcorn and an icy. I don't know how it didn't end up on the local news.
That's wild.
I know. I was like, is this a real story? And she was like, no, it really happened.
Wow. That is a real, that's it. Do you think, because I imagine the monkey, once it got its banana, it just casually strolled back to its cage and like,
but it was like
rebent
a,
the bars.
Like when she said monkey initially, I was thinking like a little monkey, like this is a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Like they're terrifying. Even if it was like a baby chimp, like
yeah.
they're scary when
they
gotta
tranquilize
teens.
Them to get them back into their cage. Also, how did he get out of his cage?
I guess I went through Never the bars.
Got out of his cage
I don't know.
Before?
I don't know. It's scary, though.
It's so scary.
I hope there was some better security
so,
put in place at the San Antonio Zoo after that.
I think a lot
that.
Of people got fired that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when in doubt, throw your banana.
But she got that banana out.
She did.
The monkey was like, I'm going to get that banana.
Probably the lesson here is, like, don't eat bananas in front of the monkey cage.
Yeah, never.
You know? Just,
don't
you got to wait. You got to keep walking and then eat your banana.
Can't
you,
do it.
Yeah. And with the elephants.
Yeah, the elephants don't care.
That's a really good story. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And scary.
And scary.
I can't believe it didn't make the local news either. Okay, this is from, this is Vintage 17 magazine.
Okay.
2016.
I love that.
Vintage.
Oh my God.
Right? Mm-hmm. Can you, okay, so there's no name. It's anonymous.
Okay.
Writes, I was hanging with some male coworkers after our shift ended. They got on the topic of hybrid cars, which I drive, and how awful they think those are. I thought they'd make fun of me, so I stayed quiet about mine. After their convo, I got up to say bye, and then two of the guys offered to walk me to my car. I didn't want them to see it, and I told them no, but it was late, so they insisted. There was a Corvette parked next to my car, so I acted like it was mine. The boys were impressed. I dug through my purse as if I were searching for my keys, which, you know, wishing they'd leave. but they didn't. I panicked and did the unthinkable. I tried to open the Corvette door, hoping they'd go away if I just got in it. But the alarm went off.
Oh, my God.
I ran to my car and shouted, "I'm sorry," and sped off. They still haven't let me live it down. Can you imagine?
That's hilarious.
So many mixed messages there, like really rude about your car, but then they insist on being gentlemen and walking you to your car.
Yeah.
But they don't know you have that car. Mm-hmm. So just men are complex.
They really are.
They really are.
That's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beat red, you can email us at beatredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.